wind of heaven breaking in, Father. Father, I thank you for your Ruach coming and breathing into this city, Lord, and resurrecting a revolutionary army, Lord. And we release the sound of Terah, the war cry of the Lord. Father God, I thank you for the awakening of a mighty army and the Ruach of the Lord filling this army of light, Lord. Father, I thank you for your wind coming in and blowing the dust off the remnant, blowing weariness off the remnant, blowing the warfare of the past season off the remnant, and for your wind hitting their spirit man and raising up a priesthood of light, a priesthood in the order of Melchizedek. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, a priesthood that rules and reigns with you, that dislodges the enemy. Lord, I thank you for sons of Philadelphia that were made for this land, that they can only bring healing to the land. And Father, I thank you that they are aligned with Zion, sons of the new covenant arising, Lord, that will dislodge the enemy, God, and awaken the destiny of a region and even a nation. And Father, I thank you that once again, the first people shall be first. Hey. Yeah. Lord, I thank you. You said the reservations are on reservation for an end time visitation. Father, I thank you that the first people shall be first. Lord, I thank you that the reservations are on reserve for a visitation. I thank you for arrows of fire. I thank you for suns that have been lit on the altar of the Lord, landing into the reservations, God, and even an end time place, for a strategic place for the Jewish people. Selah. Abba, I thank you that you've ordained this. I thank you that you'll knit the first people with the first people in Jerusalem. And I thank you that Philadelphia's destiny is tied to Jerusalem, and they've been connected by the Vav in the year of the Vav. Father, I thank you for these in the room tonight, but I thank you that more than that, that this is a womb that's giving birth across the earth tonight and across this nation, Father. So, Father, I thank you that the sound that goes forth and that has gone forth from this room is going across the nation, Father, and awakening, Lord, even as, Lord, Yom Terah. Terah is to split the ear to hear, or it's the sound of a war cry. Lord, I thank you from a city that wrote a declaration and raised up a revolutionary army. God, I thank you that there's a sound, a war cry going forth. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a man of war and you're resurrecting your armies of light, Lord. A third day priesthood, Lord, clothed in light. Father, I thank you. Hayan alemendo koshenda aba. Marobo sibirebe. Shema aramahan. Marakonde erebe si an. Shirabababas. So, Father, I'd say to the governing body in this region, be established like a vav, like a refined man, a golden vav. Be driven in the ground by the gavel and the decree of the Lord. Be established in this season. Lord, I thank you for the governing house being established in this region and will not be moved. Let it be according to your word, Father. In Jesus and Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Come on, let's lift our voice one more. One more time. You are the shofar. You are the shofar. Let the Spirit blow through you. Tonight, we release the sound of awakening. Jubilee is at hand. 10 more days. Oh. Come on. Hey. You haven't seen anything yet. Watch what I do with the few that hear my word and obey. All I'm looking for is a few. Hey. Men and women fully possessed by the Spirit of the Lord, walking in light, releasing light, shifting the atmosphere. Father, I thank you that you're resurrecting an army of light. Ha, Shema Arama. A revolutionary army of light. The Lord said, 5776, and I saw 1776, 240 years later, a resurrection of an army of light, a revolutionary army that will turn it all around. I think we're finding ourselves in the book tonight. We've been in a season of wilderness by the Lord's design, like Luke 4, Yeshua sent by the Spirit into the wilderness in a 40-day period. And we've been in 40 days of Teshuvah, but we've been in the wilderness more than 40 days. But Yeshua, the Messiah, returned in the power of the Spirit. And the body of Christ, the body of Messiah, is coming out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved in full submission and returning in the power of the Spirit. And I love this verse in Luke 4 because he goes through the Galilee and news spread all about around about him. But he comes to his hometown and he grabs the scroll. And can you imagine that moment when the Word of God holds the Word of God? And he opens the scroll. And you know what? we're being handed the end time scroll, the end time blueprint mandate. Philadelphia, the remnant is being handed the scroll and to open the scroll. Come on. Woo. This is a moment of divine destiny. And I love this scripture. He opened the scroll and found the place it was written. Guess what it was written about him? Isaiah 61. And we're opening the scripture and finding our name on that scripture, that the greatest hour of human history has been handed to us. Father designed that we would be in the room, but not only be in the room, but be in the land. And Father designed that you would be in Philadelphia and in this region, and only you can bring healing to the land. Come on. An appointed people that are in the appointed place and understand the appointed time and walk with Father can bring healing to the land. And that's what you're doing tonight. But it's more than, because from this womb called Philadelphia, the Lord is birthing again. And that's the Father's purpose. And we know the scripture. It says, it's the scripture about Jubilee. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, and he has sent you, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty or jubilee to the captives. We're in the city of the Liberty Jubilee Bell. Come on. And we're declaring it's time for jubilee over this nation. Last Rosh Hashanah, I was on a journey across the nation with VOVs, with Golden Railroad spikes, going all the way to San Francisco for the Day of Atonement, and then all the way back through. But on Rosh Hashanah, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, I was on Pikes Peak, and I put it in Pikes Peak, not even knowing that's where America the Beautiful was inspired. There's big placards up there, and the Lord had me with my family declare that America will be beautiful again, clothed with the beauty of the Lord. And it was a moment, I'll tell you, standing there with my family and being able to declare and decree that, you know what, you will be clothed with the beauty of the Lord. And so here we find ourselves in an appointed place and an appointed time. And the Lord is having us tonight with these prophetic acts, with the decrees and the word, to declare a jubilee season coming into fruition. And it's not just any, I've heard it, time and time again by different people speaking, that we're in the greatest hour of, I believe, church history. Let's put it that way. Since Jesus came the first time, that we're in a season that we are crossing over into the promised man, into the full stature of the image, the image bearers, the true sons of God being made manifest. All of the earth is groaning, and the revival that we're looking for is a revival of sonship, of us coming to be the mature sons of God, walking in our full identity, that we're priests of that have no earthly lineage. Come on. That we're Hebrew 7 priests like Melchizedek. We have no earthly lineage. That we're priests of Olam Al. That we've been sent from another realm. That we are priests from beyond the veil. And because the only thing that can shift this realm are priests that come from that realm. Priests that have no earthly lineage, that have been behind the veil. That Father has taken a coal from the altar and has plunged it in their spirit, man. And they carry the very fires and burnings of the Lord, and they can shift nations and atmospheres, that are the sons of Zion, that have come from Hebrews 12, Mount Zion, and they have carried something from that realm, and now Father has sent them into this realm, the sons of Jubilee, whatever you want to call them, the manifested sons, the sons of Zion, coming into the full identity and fruition for this appointed time. We are in the 70th Jubilee. Not any jubilee, the 70th. And I don't want to go back into that. I hit that. But it speaks of the governing body. The 70 elders, the Sanhedrin of the Lord, the 70 nations, the 70 watcher angels that fell, but Father restored it. 70 messengers sent before the face of the Lord to every city and place. It speaks of the restoration of the true governing body of the Lord. That's what this Jubilee is about. It's about we're crossing over. I was like, Lord, what's your decree? And I woke up this morning on my phone, was like a thing from Fox News. I don't even know how I get those things. They're on my phone. And it says, Moses Malone, dead at age 60. And the Lord says, that's right. My servant Moses is dead. Now arise and cross this Jordan. You know, I'm not, you know, and we're, Moses Malone is famous for what? Philadelphia 76ers. Declaring what, we're going to win 4-4 and all this. I mean, I don't know a lot about basketball. But I know he was successful in other cities, but he's really known as a, you know, a 76er, right? And we're in a 76er year. Come on. And again, we don't, I'm not... You know, I don't want to make too much of it, but I don't want to make too... I know when Father whispers in my ear, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, Yehoshua, Joshua generation, arise and cross this Jordan. And this is the season that we're in. And this is what's happening tonight. We're crossing. We've been crossing a threshold. Jubilee starts in 10 days on the Day of Atonement. But we're announcing the Jubilee. We're awakening. Terah literally means more than blowing a shofar. It means blowing. It means to split the ear to hear. It really literally means to call the alarm for war. Study that word. And here we are in a 76er city announcing, releasing Terah, a sound, and the Lord's going to raise up His Torah and the earth, messengers of awakening, a third day priesthood that have been beyond the veil, that have the living burning coal of the Lord in their spirit, man, because nothing else will shift this nation. It has to be something from another realm. And this is the invitation that the Lord is giving. This is what's happening in the earth, and it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens with a remnant of the remnant that arises, that understands the time and the hour, and the answer, we still have to answer the call and the invitation. It doesn't just happen to us. Just like we had to choose to get in our car and honor God's feast. They're not Jewish feasts. They're the Lord's appointed times. And there's a blessing just because you got up and came in the midst of a covenant community to stand before the Lord. And there is a blessing in that. And Joshua chapter 3, because I know we're long, so, but we're a long people, aren't we? Or we wouldn't be here. You'd be home with the remote in your hand, wasting your life like the majority of the church. No, I'm joking. No. I'll be nice. Let's just cut to the chase here. Joshua chapter 3. And this is a prophetic word for our season. It's funny, there's so many things similar about a lot of things that were said and what Jamie's been saying. It's been about the same timeline with me with Jubilee and, 2013. I got caught into a whirlwind on January 13th of 2013. An eagle hit the window of my church, like windows like this, right where I was walking by. I thought someone's trying to shoot me because I'm kind of in an urban area. And it was an eagle hit the window right by my head. And then that night, Chuck Pierce gives me a silver arrowhead from a First Nation lady, Rita Beargrave, and a flint arrowhead covered with silver. And we got caught up into this whirlwind. And so the timeline, the eagle, the jubilee, the arrows, the sons of silver. And it's just like we're caught, you know, we're not all crazy. We're all hearing this stuff. And here we are now. And, you know, the Lord's saying, listen, you're crossing over. And there's a remnant that crossed over first, and it's, or they opened the way first, and it's the priest. The priest had to break open the way for the people to cross over. And God always has a remnant, or a remnant of the remnant. And this is what we're going to look at. And so I already quoted the first Joshua 1, so I'll skip that. Joshua 3, then Yehoshua, or Joshua, I like Yeshua, rose early in the morning, and he did rise early on the third day, did he not? There's all scripture is Ruach Elohim, God breathed and carries the spirit of revelation. There's so many layers upon scriptures, and this scripture prophesies into our day today. This scripture has your name on it. When Yeshua grabbed the scroll and found the place, well, I opened this scroll and I found a place with my name on it. How about you? Come on. God's given us the greatest hour of human history, and he said, here, what will you do with it? Don't punt the football. Run with it. Come on. Philadelphia Eagles. Come on. He rose, yeah, Selah. And he set out from Achaia Grove or Shittim. It's the same word. We just don't like saying, we switched it around because we don't like saying Shittim in church. But we, like here, it says, and they came to the Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel, they lodged there before they crossed over. Now, here in this place, if you go to Numbers 25, this is where they played the harlot with the daughters of Moab and Shittim. And this is where we've been camped for about 1,800 years in Shittim. Can I say that in church? We've been camped in Shittim for about 1,800 years, and we played the harlot with the daughters of Moab. We've bowed down to their gods, to the Baals. We have. You know, it's, I really do mean that. And God needs a Phinehas that's zealous with his zeal, and he arises as a true intercessor, and God gives him an everlasting covenant of shalom. And if you study that in the Hebrew, it's the only place you find a broken vav. God puts his signature on it. Come on. God needs a people. But, you know, God's not against Moab because God needs Ruth, the Gentile, to go up with Naomi into the land. It all prophesies, but we'll move on to make the point that we need to make and pray and go home. So it was after 3 days, say 3 days. That's the word, because in chapter 1, I missed it all. He said, he sent officers through the camp. God's been sending prophetic officers through the camp saying, get ready for the third day. That's what he did in chapter 1. Get ready. He's been sending officers through the camp. Get ready for the third day. Oh, I don't believe in this. He sent 4 blood moons in the sky. On June 30th, he put the Bethlehem star that hasn't appeared for 2,000 years, the star of the sun in the sky, a solar eclipse on Nisan 1. And the church was like, oh, that don't mean nothing. And the Lord says, there are 4 doors covered with blood to help my people transition and know the time and the season. Come on. Because we're transitioning and we're crossing over, not into the promised land of revival, but the promised man, Ephesians 4, the full stature of the image of Mashiach. The image bearers coming forth. The sons of Zion coming forth. And so this is the season we're in. And he commanded the people, saying, when you see, when you hinna, when you behold, the Ark of the Covenant, which was a representation of the glory of the Lord, your God, and the priests the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it of about 2,000 years. That's my version. 2,000 cubits. A third day. Do not come near it, that you may know the way which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And I heard that tonight. We've never been this way before. There's no model. There's no DVD set. There's nothing. I don't care what one man got in intimacy. Don't go try to clone that, because we're coming into a new order in the order of Melchizedek, a priesthood that has no earthly lineage, that we're not going back to Levi. Don't go back to Levi. We're not. Moses could not walk one foot and believe. I'm one that has embraced my roots. So I'm one that I stand. I probably will go and sow my life, and God will probably hold me accountable. For the Jewish people in Israel, I'm one that celebrates the feast, but you know what? I'm not under Levi. I'm under Melchizedek. And I'm one in the order of Melchizedek. And we can't go back to a Levitical system, because we're sons of Zion. We're Hebrews 12 sons sent from Zion to bring Jubilee. Come on, that's Jubilee. And so this is where we're at. And we need clear messengers, silver trumpets like behind me, that will announce it's time to awaken the leaders, it's time to awaken the armies, it's time to break camp, and it's time. And when you see the priest bearing the glory, come on, 2,000 years later, you know, it's time for the whole congregation to pass into the promised land. And Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And I saw a billboard driving in from my hotel. It says, tomorrow is today. I'm like, man, Lord, you want me to speak on this tonight? First he said, Moses, my servant's dead. Then he said, a big billboard. As soon as, you know, when you know something's prophetic from the Lord, it's like you feel the baby kick. You know, it's like, oh, the baby kicked. Tomorrow is today. And today is not any day, is it? It's in God's Father's appointed time, is it not? And so tomorrow's today. He said, tomorrow I will do wonders. Consecrate yourself. And to consecrate yourself is not a list of rules of thou shalt not. It's giving yourself to the Lord for a holy purpose. And the Lord said, he keeps telling me to say this, don't look at what you have to give up. Look at what you get. That's consecration. That's legalism. I can't do that. I can't do that. No, I give. See, if I give myself to this, I won't do that. That's a good word. I get to be used by God to see arms grow out. I get to be used by God to resurrect. You want to talk about recreation, that kingdom recreation, that I get to be used by God to shift the destiny of nations. Come on. I'll give myself to that. That's a holy purpose. And if I give myself to that, why would I want to do that? I'm a third day priest. I'm a messenger of light. Right? That's our mandate. That's what we're called to. And we've been in a wilderness season. It's been a tough season. But we'll no longer be defined by that season. And what tread upon us in the past season, now we will tread upon it. Come on. Then Joshua, or Yeshua, spoke to the priest. Yeshua speaking to the priest, to the consecrated priest. Because David even got a revelation of that. He couldn't put it on an ark. In his zeal, he even had a word from the Lord. Because there's no way that David could take the ark and not put it back in Moses' tabernacle unless he got a word from the Lord and he was taking it and pitching a tent, the new covenant reality. And tomorrow I'll probably hit on the sons of Zion and the Jebusites in Zion's hill, because we have to dislodge some Jebusites and capture the appointed places. And the sons of Zion must come forth. So David was not just doing anything. He was doing what he saw. He had an encounter with the Lord and brought heavenly Zion down to earthly Zion and brought down the new covenant reality. And he pens about Melchizedek. Come on, in Psalm 110. Yod Heh Vav Heh said to Adonai, my Lord said to my Lord. That's what it says. God says to Jesus, sit at my right hand. Come on. Till I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father until. So who dislodges the enemies? It's the sons of Zion, that God's going to stretch the rod, the matah, from Zion. Come on. That's a whole message. I don't want to keep you here all night. Come tomorrow. You like that, don't you? But just a little Selah, if you don't, check out Psalm 110 and check out Isaiah 11, because the Lord said he'll strike the earth with the rod or the matah. And matah, you have matahs here. It either speaks of rod or tribe. The Lord says, I'll strike the earth with the tribe of my mouth. Ha, ha, ha. The Lord's raising up the tribe of his mouth. If you'll teshuvah and return to me, remove the precious from the vial, I'll cause you to stand before me in priestly identification, and I'll make you as my mouth. And I'll strike the earth with the tribe of my mouth. Jeremiah 1, 9 and 10, I'll put my words in your mouth. And you'll uproot, tear down, demolish and destroy, and build and plant my kingdom. And what we do in this age will transition in the age to come. Like I said last night or whatever night, it's not just going to be wiped clean. The things we're doing now matters. And will a bar cross over into the age to come. Everything matters that we're doing. Us being here tonight will live on for eternity, and it makes a difference. Every prayer, every act, every word, every dollar, every seed matters for eternity and transitions into the age to come. We need to know that and live like that's real. If not, we become weary and discouraged, and we don't see what the church defines as success. What's success? Doing what Father says. That's success. And so we're giving ourselves to be men and women fully consecrated, there's going to be men and women. If the devil has people possessed and he's a counterfeit, God's going to have men and women fully possessed by the Spirit of God. I want to be possessed by God. I don't want to be possessed by materialism, greed, lust, and every carnal thing. I want to be possessed by Holy Spirit. Come and make me a people of his possession that belong to the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9. I want to be a person that fully belongs to the Lord. Priest of Olam El. Priest with no earthly lineage. Then Yeshua said to the priests, take up the ark. You're going to carry the glory. And we know David tried to put it on an ark. We've been trying to do that for years. And God's just waiting for a consecrated priest. A people given over to the Lord that cannot just fall in the glory, but walk in the glory. The Lord says, you're no longer going to fall in the glory. You're going to carry the glory. You're going to walk in the glory. Messengers of light, messengers of truth that shift realms because they carry my atmosphere. They've been from on the other side of the veil. Come on. The Lord says, some of us, we need to learn to walk in the glory. So they took up the ark and went before the people. See, there has to be, this is what we're coming into Jubilee. We're coming into the Jubilee is the cancellation of debt and the returning back. When they would blow the Jubilee trumpet, all debts would be canceled. It was to save tribal identity, to keep tribes from being annihilated and losing their identity so the sons would be restored to rightful sons being restored. What have we heard tonight? Sons being restored to rightful identity and lands would be restored and only the sons could restore the land. Come on. That's what we've been hearing, right? And so as the Jubilee's being blown, debts, generational bloodline debts are being canceled. What tripped you up in the past season, now you'll tread upon in the season ahead. That's the word of the Lord. I've heard it time and time again, even tonight. And that the sons will restore lands. You were made for a land. What's your land? You know, we know Acts 17, God preordained the set times and boundaries where man would live and abide. You were made for a land. Some of you were made for Philadelphia, and you can't live anywhere else because you were made for this land, and you're a son of and a daughter of Zion, that you're the only ones that can bring healing to this land. Now, other people can come. You know, God has kind of married me to Philadelphia in some ways, but I'm not truly a son of Philadelphia, at least at this point. But I was sharing this morning, you know, the Lord had me say la when I was driving in. When you pray for something long enough, you become married to it. And the Lord says, now you're walking in Philadelphia. And during that 40-day fast, I married you to Philadelphia 3 years ago. And when I prayed for Jerusalem all those years, now I've walked in Jerusalem 3 times. And when you begin to pray over something, God causes you to walk into something. That's a good word. When you pray over something, God causes you to then walk into that. You know, I prayed over America, burdened for America for 2 decades, and the Lord had me literally go across the nation back and forth on an assignment and align our nation to Zion's hill. And when you pray over something, you get married to it, and that you begin to become the agency that God uses for you. Every place, I didn't read it again, Joshua 1, every place your foot treads that I'll give to you, you'll bring healing to it. I'll even cause your shadow to heal the land, that no man or no devil will be able to stand before you. Just make sure you don't have no Babylonian plunder up in your tent, if we know the book of Joshua. We can't be in bed with Babylon and shift Babylon. We can't be in bed with Jezebel and rebuke Jezebel. And I've been praying, me personally, I've been, Lord, uproot all of Jezebel's, any roots in me that's in there, God. I give you permission, God. You have to, because you know this boy can't do it. Uproot all of Jezebel from my life, from my bloodline. Every bit that spirit would have no effect on me, Lord. And every gate and every heart issue uprooted in my life. Just pray, Father, we just give you permission. Uproot in us, Lord. Lord, that we would be sons of Zion. Sons and daughters of Zion. Uproot all of Jezebel's entrances into our bloodline. We renounce the spirit of Jezebel in Jesus' name. We break covenant with any place we've given you. With the spirit of Baal, we renounce and we say we are in covenant with Olam El and through the blood of his son, Yeshua Messiah. And Father, we thank you for a cleansing of our bloodline, a divine reversal, even tonight in Yeshua's name. I'll try to wrap it up here. But I feel like we're in a divine womb right now. And Yeshua said to the priests, take up the ark. I believe Yeshua is saying to the priests, to a forerunner people, a consecrated priest, like I said, like David tried to bring it on an ark, and then the God of the breakthrough, that word breakthrough, that God broke in upon Uzzah. You know, Uzzah means strength. And the oxen, the Aleph, represents strength. God caused the oxen to stumble and struck down a good man, but struck down the strength of man. And then he brought the revelation to David that it can only come in on the shoulders of the consecrated priesthood. That's what Yeshua said, consecrate yourself. Or Joshua said, consecrate yourself. I need men and women that will give themselves to me in cities and regions that will part the waters, because when their feet hit the Jordan, then the waters parted. And that they, all the people, they stood there, read Joshua 4, till everyone completely crossed over. And cross over is the word for Hebrew, abar. It's the same word. And so we're in a season that God needs a forerunner people, like Hebrews 6:19. Yeshua was the forerunner that passed through the veil. He was the forerunner. He's the firstborn of many that would come after his likeness at the end of the age. And we're a forerunner people, and God's looking. Even, I love that little thing, four priests carrying the ark back there. He needs four sons of silver that are fully redeemed, that have given themselves to the Lord, that can carry the and part the way for the people to pass into the promised land. It's all prophetic. The second circumcision, there's a second circumcision coming to the body of Messiah. And circumcision, we know what that, you know, I mean, we're adults here. You know, it's the removal of the foreskin, because the flesh can have no mixture with the seed. How would you like to be at the hill of foreskins? That, what a sight that was. God doesn't polish things up in the Bible. We do in the translations. You know, Isaiah 64, your righteousness is like a bloody menstrual cloth. That's what it says in the Hebrew. That's what it says in the Hebrew. You know, Zechariah 3, filthy garments. That filthy garments is literally poopy pants. Excrement is what it means. But we wash it up. Like Paul said, my righteousness is like dung, not rubbish. But we wash it up. God doesn't wash it up. He wants to make it vivid. And the flesh can have no mixture with the holy seed. There can't be a mixture of seeds. You know, you read that in Leviticus. What does that mean? The flesh can't mix with the godly seed. Joseph could have no union with Mary until the Mashiach was born. And in this generation, there can be no mixture of the seeds. The Lord spoke to me about 3 weeks ago. It rocked my world. He said, we have fasted and prayed over the ending of abortion. And he says, my people have no power over abortion, because most Sunday mornings operate as abortion clinics. I'm like, oh my goodness. He said, you've been killing the godly seed for so long for a man-centered seed that you have no power to stand as a true seed and rebuke that. I'm like, oh, Lord, that'll go over real well. And if God would have the image bearers, the seed bearers, the seed will be prosperous. The vine will give forth its fruit. The ground, the increase in the heavens is due. And I will cause the remnant of all these to possess this. There's a remnant that's going to possess all the promises of the seed promises through the Bible. That's Zechariah 8, 11, and 12. That God says the seed shall have shalom or be prosperous. What seed? The seed of the Mashiach, and a people given to the Lord. And it will give forth the true increase and fruit, and the image bearers will come forth, and there must be no mixture of seeds, and then we'll stand, be able to shift atmospheres. But there, see, we have to respond, and we must have these. The Lord had me get these, because he says there has to be silver trumpets in this hour, because these were blown to awaken the leaders, to awaken the congregations. One would awaken the leaders. Two would awaken the congregation to assemble. Another one was blown to awaken the army to go to war. And we must have clear voices, silver trumpets that announce the breaking of camp. And I'm here tonight to say we're breaking camp. And God's awakening leaders. That we have come into covenant with Olam El through the blood of Yeshua, the blood of his son. That's a weighty matter, isn't it? That we have covenant with everlasting God through blood, and not just any blood, but the blood of his son who happens to be God. That should provoke me to live a life worthy of the calling. Ephesians 4:1, Colossians 1, that word is axos. That word scales. Live a life in balance with the calling I've given you. That makes me shake and tremble when I really say la and meditate on it. Live a life. And it's not about legalism. It's like, look, I've called you to be a priest of light and resurrection life. Give yourself. I'm not calling you to list the rules. This is your mandate. Now answer the call. Surrender all. Leave all. Answer the call. Come here and I'll fill you with light. I've given you the greatest hour of human history, Ed Watts. What will you do with it? Will you waste your time or will you give me your time and allow me to breathe upon it and cause a true scroll to come down for a region, a nation? Come on. This is the Lord wants to give you blueprints for cities and nations. Put the word of the Lord in your mouth and make you a son of Zion that could restore the other sons. That's what kinsman redeemer was, Jubilee was about. That even a son, the firstborn Cohen, had a double portion. The double portion is he got double that he could redeem the sons and the land. That's what double portion's about. It's not to prostitute it and build big buildings. Now, we can do that. You still like me? Yeah, you like me. I will end. Because it's probably time to go. But this is so fun. Is our friend still here? There he is. Come play so we can pray. When I start rhyming, watch out. I think I'm a descendant of Isaac Watts. He had a propensity to rhyme. You know who Isaac Watts was? He was a reformer around the First Great Awakening. He wrote all these hymns, and he was from Wales. And my family told me if I put a white wig on, I look just like him. I think I want to pray. I don't want to outspeak the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you. How about we stand to our feet and then maybe we'll open it up to however the leadership wants to end and prophetic decrees, or I think enough has been said to kind of awaken us to the hour. You know, even the things that were said were awakening Philadelphia tonight. I don't know, you guys know this, we're all the same tribe, but it's even awakening the nation. So Father, I thank you that this, what happened in this room, this was a womb that was giving birth, not only Philadelphia, but the nation, because Philadelphia is your original intent for our nation. And I thank you for the sons of Zion, a revolutionary army that come from Mount Zion, declaring Jubilee, carrying the authority of the Father, being able to redeem lands and sons and bloodlines. They are the shofar of Jubilee. And from a city that declares liberty and Jubilee, Father, I thank you for a sound resounding through the earth tonight, Lord. Not just the United States, but throughout the globe, all the way to Jerusalem, Lord. Sound of Jubilee, an awakening Torah, splitting the ear of the body of Messiah to be awakened. We break the deaf and dumb off the body of Messiah and we say, hear the sound from the throne room. It's time to get up. It's time to awaken. I think we need to blow the two silver trumpets and to awaken the armies of God. If we could have trumpet blowers, whoever blows those, probably the fits, yeah. And so we want to awaken prophetically. We're going to awaken the armies of God. We're going to awaken the body of Messiah. We're going to split the ear to hear. So let's do this. Let's blow one, and that awakens the leaders. Then let's blow two, and it awakens the congregation or the full body. One first, one only first, one only, and then blow two at the same time. Lift your voice. Oh. Come on, lift your voice. Oh. You are the silver trumpet. You are the silver trumpet. You're the redeemed of the Lord, so say so. The fivefold gifts to the body. We awaken the armies of the Lord. An awakening in your blood, every cell awaken, destiny awaken, right down to your DNA, an awakening. Oh, Lord, I thank you that the gavel is coming to Philadelphia. But I thank you, Lord, that the gavel of heaven is coming to Philadelphia. Lord, I thank you that the scales, Lord, you said 1, 2, 3 years as we head to 2016. But Lord, I thank you that there's coming in a governing authority to the governing body in Philadelphia, that you're putting a gavel in their hand, that they're going to stand in the counsel of the Lord. They're going to hear your word, Jeremiah 23, and turn and cause your people to shuv or to shuva and to return to you. God, there's an authority coming to Philadelphia, to the ecclesia of Philadelphia. There's a commissioning even tonight in Philadelphia that the court of heaven is in session in Philadelphia, Lord, that there's a portal open, the door is open, and he's saying, come up here, I want to show you what will soon take place. Father, I thank you that that's been established tonight in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen.